Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always gonna be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In an unexpected move, President Emmanuel Macron has dissolved French Parliament and called a snap election in the wake of the European election results, where exit polls show Marine Le Pen's National Rally are set to have an historic win. Elaine Cobb is a CBS News correspondent in Paris and she joins us. Elaine, were you surprised by this move by Macron?
I think everyone was surprised. We had expected the National Rally party to do well, and final results show that they got 31.7% of the vote. But people were more likely thinking that the president would have a government reshuffle, that there would be a certain number of heads rolling, not that he would play double or nothing with the whole thing and just wipe out the National Assembly, particularly since his party got a mere 14.56% of the seats.
So in your view, why? Why did he do it?
At the moment,
that's
many
the killer
people
question,
are asking
isn't it?
Why about Macron, various things. A lot of the people, even within his own party, have felt that he's not necessarily listening to enough people before making decisions. But it may simply be that he decided, look, double or nothing, let's see where this goes. For some, they're saying, you know, is this because he isn't running again next year? Is it? But I don't think it's that. I think he's.
You think this is a form
really
of brinksmanship that he's laying down a gun and saying, if you really want them, nail your colours to the mast on it?
There's a certain amount of that, but I think he said himself that he genuinely believes the French will do the right thing and show, you know, make the choice that is the best for them, for us now and for future generations. But as some have pointed out, they've just made a choice and they clearly didn't go along with
it. And perhaps
what
some people think the right thing is not what everyone thinks the right thing is.
Clearly not, since nearly a third of the country voted far right. And now, one thing that was interesting was the rise again of the Socialist Party, which has been moribund for years now. And they had a very good showing with 13.8%, just behind the ruling party. So the left-wing voters who are not far left are saying, well, at least there is some movement on that scene.
Look, we shall watch this space with great interest, and I no doubt we'll be coming back to the story over the next couple of weeks. Thank you so much for joining us. That is Elaine Cobb, their CBS news correspondent in Paris.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.